Hello and welcome to The Wanted Podcast. My name is Pew Mpia, editor of Business Day Wanted. Today, we'll bring you a conversation with Wanted food columnist Steve Steinfeld. Steve, or the Joburg foodie as many of you will know him, writes our hot seat column, reviewing the very best restaurants in South Africa and the world. Recently, we chatted to him about a pilgrimage to Modena, Italy, to interview Canadian chef Jessica Rosval. Rosval is head chef at Al Gatto Verde, a restaurant at Casa Maria Luigia, Chef Massimo Bottura's three Michelin key boutique hotel set in the Modena countryside. In this episode, we'll hear about Al Gatto Verde's unique dishes cooked on fire, sustainability, and how the sense of family or community in Bottura's universe shines through. Steve also speaks about another Rosval project, Roots Restaurant, a self-sustaining social initiative that welcomes migrant women from all over the world and imparts culinary and operational skills that equip them with the tools to find employment or open their own establishments. Later in the chat, Steve explores trends in the South African culinary scene, from the slowdown in new restaurant openings at the beginning of the year and social initiatives by local chefs, to the increasing Africanization of menus and what we can expect from him in the next while on wantedonline.co.za. Enjoy.
I think Modena has become almost a, you know, it's a place that foodies go on a pilgrimage to because of Massimo Bottura and Osteria Francescana and, you know, just the culinary hub that has happened there. The same is true for Ferraris, which is another one of Massimo's passions, but perhaps for a different podcast. And at Casa Maria Luigia, which is this boutique hotel that Massimo runs with his wife and fellow restaurateur, Laura Gilmore, they have obviously a small boutique hotel. They've got Francescana, which is a best of the Osteria Francescana dishes. And most recently, they've opened up Al Gatto Verde, which is, as you mentioned, helmed by Chef Jessica Rosval. And when I first was at Casa Maria Luigia, which was last year, I met Jess while she was running Francescana, which is almost these best of Massimo dishes, best of Osteria Francescana dishes. In a way, it's almost like a private dining room to the restaurant, despite being quite a while away from it. And I think the first thing that strikes you about Jess is her presence. She's got this amazing energy. She's a, as I said in the article, she's a rock star. Like, it's just the first thing you get. She's an incredible spokeswoman and an incredibly accomplished chef. And obviously, she's now been working under Massimo for 10 years. So I think it was only natural that she would kind of open her own space. And I think what has been quite amazing is that she's opened it with Massimo on the property. And it's called Al Gatto Verde, and it's all about cooking on fire. But they're very, very sure to make you understand that it's not a barbecue, not a braai. It's cooking on fire taken to a next level. And I think what has impressed me most about Jess is her intelligence when it comes to cooking. While the idea and the concept is fairly casual when compared to Michelin or, you know, other world's 50 best restaurants that Massimo has, it's still phenomenal service. It's a great wine program. But everything has a touch of fire or flame on it. And despite that, or rather along with that, it's really, really clever cooking. The things she does, the way she incorporates smoke or ash, or just that sense, that specific taste that you can only get with fire, I think is very clever. I think that is one of the pillars of the, they call it the Francescana family. So basically anyone who's worked with Massimo, his other restaurants, his work with Gucci, he's got Cavallino, which is at the Ferrari factory. Everyone forms part of Francescana family. And I think that's what's so beautiful about what they do is this. You're there, and it's called, you know, Casa Maria Luigia after Massimo's mother, but it is a, it's a space where you just feel like you're at home. You can, you know, it's this three Michelin key hotel. You walk around in your swim shorts. You just feel like you're at home. It's just so much fun. And apparently the same can be said of, you know, David and Victoria Beckham and Harry Styles. So no matter who you are, whether you're the food contributor to Wanted or you're a super celebrity, what's really lovely is that at Casa Maria Luigia, you feel at home. And the same is true of Al Gatto Verde, obviously. It's this crazy space. It's green and it's got some Hessian walling and it's covered in amazing art, but there's a warmth that emanates from it. And I just think that's a testament to the hospitality that Bottura and now Jess Rosval have cultivated throughout their careers. In addition to the hospitality and the sense of community, another key pillar is sustainability. And her efforts to reduce waste to be as sustainable as possible are put through in a very meaningful way through all of the dishes. And I think often chefs use sustainability as a buzzword, and, you know, to see like a zero waste kitchen and doing so many amazing work where you use the whole, you know, there's a duck dish which uses the whole duck of the dish, the whole duck in the dish rather. It's really cool just to see someone who has, you know, and as we'll get to roots, has got such a great, you know, morality to everything she does. In addition to running El Gato Verde, Jess started Roots Restaurant. And it's essentially a self-sustaining social enterprise initiative where together with her co-founders, she upskills migrant women who have come from disadvantaged backgrounds and teaches them to cook. But what I love about Roots is that she also, you know, takes so many learnings from them herself. So while she ensures that their menus are full of the key pillars that are necessary to, you know, get a job in a kitchen, run a restaurant, she also completely embraces the cultures of where each of these incredible women come from and encourages them to, you know, include it on the menu, which I think is, yeah, super special. Well, I think the culinary world as a whole has looked towards Asia. They've looked towards South America. They've explored all those regions. And I think now is the time where we're going to start seeing the shift towards looking towards Africa. And I think it couldn't be more exciting. As you mentioned, we have plenty of local chefs using, you know, rediscovered indigenous ingredients, using ancient grains, using techniques that, you know, were once used and then kind of fell out of fashion. And they're almost revitalizing that. Whereas I think if you look even as, you know, perhaps not much longer than 10, 15 years ago, we were kind of cooking very classically, you know, French fine dining or European fine dining. What I'm loving to see is that I think, you know, when it comes to fine dining, you'll often find that, you know, European or French will always be almost the basis of the cooking. But I'm loving to see the African influence that is now coming through on pretty much, you know, all the top guys' menus, using local ingredients, local flavors, drawing from the regions that they're in. This idea of hyperlocality, hyperregionality, I think, is going to be the next thing, like that we're moving on from indigenous ingredients. It's going to become even more specified to, you know, where we are in space of the restaurant or where we are in a space of a continent. And I think we're going to see this doubling down on the idea of locality in a way that we haven't yet seen, which I think is super exciting. The beginning of the year was very quiet when it came to new restaurant openings. I think, you know, there's numerous factors that play into that. And I mean, we can go into, you know, the financial crisis we're in, the political uncertainty that has been, you know, plaguing South Africa for the last while. So I think there was definitely a hesitancy to opening restaurants. I think chefs were kind of batting down the hatches and focusing on kind of what they had. But that is changing. Joburg still seems to be a bit slow at the moment, but Cape Town, we've got a host of amazing new openings happening this year. And Stellenbosch in particular, as we've seen post-COVID, it continues to be a burgeoning culinary hub. They really are pushing to be, you know, the next food capital of South Africa. And the most recent of those openings, or maybe the most exciting, is a restaurant called Mersha, which is Matt van den Berg. He is a young chef. He cut his teeth at La Calom, and he has opened with Marais Ace, who has got a wealth of experience when it comes to front of house, including at Klein Jan and at Atelier Kren in San Francisco. And I visited that restaurant last week. So yeah, we'll definitely have something up and wanted about that, because it was a really great experience. And also nice to see a young independent group doing something. Whereas I think in the past, you know, there's been some amazing stuff, but it's almost been from the same group of people who've been expanding their restaurant empires. Another exciting launch has been that of the Mill Street Bistro. That is Chef Phil Carmichael, and he had a Michelin star restaurant in the UK. And he's just opened this new restaurant. Very casual eating, but also lots of talk about that. I think, you know, looking forward, we've got Ryan Cole, who's going to be opening Quay. We just had that feature go up on Wanted last week. We had the exclusive. Quay going to be an incredible ocean-led inspiration. And again, we lean back into that African cooking, exploring African produce, African cooking techniques, age-old ferments. You know, a lot of this these concepts, which especially with the Noma, Noma, I don't even know what to call it, the Noma explosion, where everyone was talking about, you know, Nordic cooking and fermentation, and it was all quite scientific. And what's really cool is chefs are starting to look back and realizing that, you know, in Africa, we've been fermenting forever. It might be different forms of fermentation and it might be different kinds, but, you know, to stretch food through seasons to, you know, where they have to keep things cold because it is cold, we have to keep things cold so that they didn't spoil. And there's just a host of really interesting, you know, African techniques and ways we can use African ingredients that I think we're going to start seeing a lot of. And I think koi is one of the places where we'll be seeing that done, especially from a fish point of view. If we are looking to support local chefs who are doing, you know, work to similar to what Jessica Rosfeld does, and who are, you know, trying to work through the very complex food insecurity that we face here in South Africa, there is the critically acclaimed chef Marco Janse, who used to have the tasting room at Le Quartier Français. And she has an incredible charity called Isabello, and it's all about feeding hungry minds. And she works to, I mean, raise money and actually physically feed young disadvantaged children in Franschhoek who have, you know, who haven't had school lunch or haven't had, you know, the opportunity to get school lunch. And Isabello is an incredible foundation that does that. When the floods happened in Franschhoek last year or the year before, they jumped into action and did amazing work there. So I think, you know, that is one chef doing incredible work in South Africa. Unfortunately, she no longer has a restaurant here. She has a restaurant in Amsterdam called Saam, which merges South African and Dutch cooking. And another one is Luke Del Roberts, who took the Test Kitchen and turned it into the Test Kitchen fledgling, where he takes, you know, people who may not have had the opportunity to go to culinary school and, you know, it could be a scholar, it could be a waiter, and he upskills them to work in all aspects of the kitchen through a rotation. And it's a really lovely restaurant in the old Biscuit Mill in Cape Town.
And that was Steve Steinfeld, food columnist at Wanted. You can read his piece on Jessica Rosfeld, as well as his extensive archive on wantedonline.co.za. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X at WantedOnlineSA. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple, and Iono. Till next time, I'm Spew Mpche.